This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 131, Superman 2. We're continuing the Superman franchise. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
And just like last week, in today's episode, Nate is going to review the Donner cut, while I'm going to review the actual regular theater cut on from HBO Max. So with that said, Nate, how long has it been since you... Oh, no, this is the first time
watching you. My whole life. Yeah, yes. My whole life. So this is good. We're flip-flopping. Last week, you watched like the special cut. This week, I'm watching the special cut. And this is a first-time watch for me. I did have to go back, and I had about 10 minutes between when we came on here and when I watched it, and I read some of the differences. So you're going to talk about them, and I'm going to talk about them, but just so I can at least have an idea.
Right.
But yeah, I have never, ever seen this before. This was a first-time watch.
Yeah, for me, it's been a long time since the Blu-rays came out. The one that has the Superman logo, and you pop up the box.
Okay, the box.
I think it's the Fortress of Solitude box set. Yeah. I think it is. Yeah, that one. That's the last re-release I think that ever came out for these films. That's the last time I seen them, to be honest with you. We talked about it in the last episode. We're not big Superman fans, so I don't pop on as much Superman as much as like the Man of Steel, which we're going to talk about that in future episode. But yeah, with that said, let's get right into the structure of the show. We're going to have some box office numbers, Rotten Tomatoes scores, right into our actual movie reviews. So with that said, let's get right into the meat and potatoes with the box office scores for Superman 2 from 1980. Domestic, $108 million. International, none. For some reason, they don't have it there. For a worldwide total of $108 million on a budget of $54 million. Domestic opening of $14 million.
I wonder what happened. I wasn't here when this came out. I think it was like 1980 that was released?
Me either.
This was supposed to be... I read an article that this was supposed to be filmed back-to-back with the first Superman. Mm. And they were working on it, and Richard Donner had some beef with the producers, and that's why he got replaced, even though he filmed 70% of it after the first movie was a massive hit. And then this still came out. Now, I'm surprised that it made so much less than the first movie. I think that's kind of weird. Like, it's like significantly less than the first movie.
I don't know what it could be. It could be all that turmoil. But again, at that time, we didn't have no social media. So people didn't know what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, no one would know.
Yeah, so it just could be the actors. It was hard to get the actors. Maybe they were all... I can't help you. But you're absolutely right. For a sequel to not even pass the first movie, that's really unheard of. But again, let's check out what the critics and the audience have to say about this movie.
Well, this is the other reason why it's kind of weird, because the reviews are good. It has an 85% critic score. It has a 76% audience score, so a little lower. Both lower than Superman 1, but 85 is still good, which would mean even using old reviews, I'm imagining a large majority of them were positive. But yeah, so it remains a mystery.
Those scores are pretty good. But you know what? Yeah. We're going to throw those damn things out the window, because we're going to break this puppy down to the actual green kryptonite. Because we might be the kryptonite for this movie. But with that said, like always, when I host, Nate takes over with the lead character, Christopher Reeve himself, again, as Clark / Superman.
Okay, listen. I know we said this last week. Say it again. I won't say I hate Superman. I don't care about him, not even a little bit. I'm not a fan. I think he's dumb. Now, I gave Christopher Reeve a 5 last week, and I think that was a combination of performance. I like how he plays Clark Kent a lot, actually, and he's a good Superman. You know, he looks the part, all that crap. So I'm going to give him the same score in this movie. Honestly, I thought he did well. Again, I like he's great as Clark Kent again. He's great as Superman again. Now, here's the reason why. I actually liked him a smidge better in this. And this is something that's tied to the story, but I like what they did with the character, with the whole, and I know for a fact, Alex, our cuts are different. So how this goes about is different in each movie from what I read. But I like the dynamic of when he has to decide if he wants to give up his powers to be with Lois. I think that adds a layer of interestingness to him. Because to me, Superman's the most bland, vanilla, boring character there is. Everything, truth and justice and everything nice, and there's nothing to him. He just will protect the earth and that's it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And this makes him actually have to make some sort of decision that add some humanity to him. So I actually liked it a lot, to be honest with you. I'm going to give him a 5. There's other things that I want to talk about with this movie. He's not one of them. I thought Christopher Reeve was great, and I thought Superman, again, was portrayed very well.
Yeah, look, when it comes to Superman, I cannot lower it. I was going to give him a 4.5 because I felt like throughout this movie, he felt kind of different. I don't know if it was... I
agree.
It felt different between 1 and 2, and maybe it could be what we talked about in the opening cut of the whole Richard Donner left, 70% a new director, so there's a new way of, you know, positioning the actors and the way he sees it from Richard Donner. I don't know if that's what it was. But with that said, I gave him a 5. I had to bump him up. There's no way. He is so freaking good as Superman. And I know the corny 70s, we talked about it. Now we're into the 80s and you can see some of the corniness in there too. Oh, but the thing that got me, right? And I'm just a sucker. I'm a sucker. Is when he took off the glasses when she finally figured out that he is Superman, right? And she was like, you know, you're Superman. And he turned around and he just took them off.
Yeah.
Dude, it's such a weird thing. Like, it's just glasses. And when he took it off, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like, this dude, he is Superman. Yeah. Like, there's no makeup. There's no nothing. He just turned around, took them off. And I was like, yo, this dude is Superman. And, you know, he has the mannerisms down pack. And I was like, you know what? In this movie, he did everything right. Again, it could be just the script, and we're going to talk about it in the storyline, but he did everything that he was told to, and he was good. Now, with that, 5, 5, let's get to the main villain, which is General Zod.
Here's where we're going to get in the car. We're going downhill. It's all downhill from here. To be honest with you, I was very disappointed with this villain. He's the best In 4 minutes of scene time in the first movie, I couldn't wait to see that character. And what do I get in this movie? A guy who constantly says his name. He says his own name 1,000 times. He walks around and just says, bow to Zod. Kneel to Zod. Listen to Zod. Zod is so bland, horrible. Then, now I know we haven't gotten to it yet, but I couldn't help but think of like Michael Shannon playing this role in Man of Steel. And goodness gracious, I'm looking forward to that one because I did not like this villain. I thought the way he loses to the Superman at the end was so corny. He just gets his hand smushed, picked up, thrown, game over. They're done. It's over for him. And I get it with the whole setup, but it was weak. His ending is very weak. How he figures out that he has all these he has all these powers without actually, he just knows it, right? Superman had to get trained in the Fortress of Solitude, and dad had to tell him, you know, you can do this and you can do this. And this man literally shows up on Earth and lands in a pond and can walk on water. And then he's like, we all have all these powers. How do you know? How did you know you have all these powers? Like you weren't even there for 2 minutes. There's so many things I hated about him. He looks cool. And Terrence Stamp has a good voice, but I was sorely disappointed with the villain. The fighting is it's okay. I gave him a 2. I didn't like him, to be honest. I thought for as he could have done so, they could have just done so much more. Like that little speech he gave was so good, and I'm like, yeah, I want some of that strong, like almost like a dictator type villain. And this, he was not that. He just, I didn't like it. Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, look, when it comes to General Zod in any iteration of physical, meaning live action version of Zod, he always figures out how to use his powers. Whether you watch him on the TV show, he figures it out. I like nothing.
He figures it out in Man of Steel, but he literally just knows it in this movie. He just knows it. All have all these powers.
The same thing with what TV show? Oh, Super Smallville was the same thing. Like he knew all the powers that Clark didn't know how to use, he already knew it. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. I mean, it is what it is. But in terms of this villain, I gave him a 3. I thought he was good. But the thing is, I looked at it in the way of, was he menacing? I don't know. It was a weird writing. And again, this movie, we're going to talk about in storyline. When it comes to the storyline with General Zod, I was so weird. It was so weird. And I felt like he was a buffoon half the time. I didn't understand it. He's a general, but he's questioning himself. He's like, I don't know. There's something about that. And you know, this was my favorite one. And you know when they say do not watch your favorite movie because it could just
be better just in the past?
Exactly. And I started to watch it and I said, what the hell is wrong with General Zod? And I'm not lying, man. It was just something. The movie, like, he was a buffoon. One, you know, we got Lex Luthor back, and he was semi-okay. He was better than one.
I liked him in this better than in one. Yes, yeah, I agree.
And I was like, but he was more better than General Zod. I mean, if you take away the power...
He was one up on him all the time. Mm-hmm. He was getting General Zod to give him Australia and Cuba and give him all the stuff he wants with just information. And I liked him better than him in this, honestly.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Look, in terms of him, look, I gave him a 3. I'm trying to word it right because, like, I sound all over the place. But the thing is like, with General Zod, he comes to Earth. He wants to rule Earth. But then that's it. And then he wants to make the son of Jor-El, you know, new before him. But he goes to Houston. He does the same thing. So it wasn't nothing Gran Mierda cry style. Like,
he goes on the news. He's like, let the news broadcaster do his news. And he just stands there.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what is this guy doing?
And then they start arguing in the camera. Yeah. I was like, this.
So stupid.
Yeah. I gave him a 3. I have no response for main villain. I just have a 3. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why once you get the storyline. 3, 2, action scenes.
2. It's a 2. Look, listen, we got, you know what? I'm not going to sugarcoat stuff just because these movies were popular back in 1980. I'm watching it now for the first time. And I'm not grading. And I also want people to know, I don't grade things, if you haven't already noticed, on based off the time, right? Because I love old movies. I love movies from the 30s, 40s. That's not a big deal. But there's no action in this movie. Barely. There's barely any action. The whole first 52 minutes. I checked the time. It's 52 minutes before anything resembling an action scene happens. And that's in the little town in Houston when the little military comes and it lasts all like maybe 3 minutes. And he like blows the fire back at him, and then the other guy does the thingy, whatever. It was so stupid. And then nothing for another like 20 minutes at least. And then they fight in Metropolis, aka New York, because there's Statue of Liberty and Empire State Building.
The Twin Towers.
Yeah, whatever. So, and that fight's okay. Actually, it's pretty good for the time. So that's mostly my 2 points. It's mostly for that scene. Because after that, we're back to no action. Go to the fortress. The last fight's 5 seconds. Lois Lane beats one of the like ultimate henchmen Krypton people. So... that's pretty bad. I give it a 2. It was not good, and there's not a lot to me.
Yes, action scene, I gave it a 3. I was not going to give it a 5, and there was no way in hell I was going to give it a 4. It was just, the action was very all over the place. It was, some of the action didn't even make sense.
And I wonder if you had action scenes that I didn't have. I did hear that in your cut, there's more goofy humor in the New York fight than in my
horrible version.
There's none. In mine, it's like serious and quiet.
All right, let me see. You let me know if you have it in the cut. There's Superman gets thrown into a Marlboro truck.
That happens.
Okay, and then when he comes, she throws a, what is it called? The landmine, not the landmine, this thing in the sewer. Grenade. The sewer cap. Yeah. She throws it at him, and then he flies right into the Marlboro truck. Then there's the pick up the bus. She goes, hey, help me pick up the bus. And then
and the other dude picks
fling
it up.
Yeah, they fling it. And then he's like, stop, don't hurt the people. And I was like, oh my God, that's so bad.
But I heard there's like some human character stuff. Like there's some people they show in the streets who are like doing stuff. Oh, and that doesn't happen in my version.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So there's a guy in the phone booth that gets blown back, right? And it doesn't happen. It's so horrible. It is so horrible. He's getting flown back and he's still talking on the phone while getting blown back. Then you got the guy skating backwards when they're blowing up.
I heard about that one.
It is one of the most stupidest things ever. Then you have the other guy that his wig comes off because he's coming out with his mistress and it hits the mistress in the face. It's horrible. It's really.
I would have gave it a 1.5 if I watched your version. I would have been mad.
It's bad. And honestly, I'm being nice, giving it a 3 because I'm trying to keep my childhood memory alive.
I can tell. But I could feel it.
It's so bad. Those scenes are not good, and I hope don't come out with it in 4K. I beg of you, it's gonna look no good.
It won't. When he blows into the Pepsi sign or the Coke sign, and it explodes before he hits it, like it's like, and then the body goes into it.
In my cut, Superman hits General Zod in it. He picks him up, Zod, and throws him.
Zod hits the Coke sign, but the thing is, like, the explosion happens before he hits the Coke sign.
Yes.
It's like, I'm like, what is so happening right now?
So bad. This is so bad. Okay, storyline.
Okay, so, all right. Now, I don't mean to sound like a broken record here.
Oh, you're breaking it.
This is a fat 2 for me. Now, look, I'll give it one credit. I give it one credit. I like that Clark Kent got to give up the powers thing. I like that. I think it's interesting. Now, I have issues with where it, why is that in this film? I feel like it should have been something down the line. Like, I don't know why they put it in the second movie. You know, he'd known Lois Lane for like 3 weeks, a month, maybe. I don't know. Mm. And he's ready to give it up all. And he's, you know what I mean? Like, kind of weird, but I still like it. So that's a point for that. I like Lex Luthor better in this. I don't like when he's in the jail. Like, all the jail stuff was so stupid. But once he's out of jail, I like him. Also, I know that this version has Marlon Brando in it. Your version, I don't think it has Marlon Brando in it, right?
Mm-mm.
It's the mom. So
yes,
there's
the mom
a part
is talking, yeah.
So there's this part with Lex Luthor when he goes to the Fortress of Solitude and he's like talking to Jor-El. Like, as Jor-El's talking, he's doing these little like one-liners. I thought that was pretty funny. That's pretty good. Gene Hackman, whatever he says, he's like, well, this is... Like, he has these dumb answers to everything, and it was pretty good. That's all the pluses I have. I hate the first 8 minutes of the movie is literally just a repeat of scenes from the first movie. So it's this my version is 1 hour and 50 minutes, and 10 minutes of it is just recap from Superman 1, which was weird. Then he flies the rocket out into space and he blows up the Phantom Zone, which is just a mirror. Mm-hmm. He blows up the mirror and then they're free and then they go to the moon and all that kind of stuff. So like, I was like, okay, I already know what happened. Like, what can we just fast forward? So then we get to the new current movie and then they go to Niagara Falls. And I feel like this movie was spinning its wheels for like a good hour. Like, you ever watch a movie and things are happening, but nothing's happening? That's what this felt like. Like, they're doing things, but none of this matters really that much until the second hour. And then things start to matter. That's after he gives up his powers and then the guy in the bar beats him up. Which, by the way, this is another reason why Superman's absolute trash. He loses his powers. Any old Joe Schmo in a bar can beat him up. You're telling me just because he's like impenetrable and can't be, he could feel pain, he didn't learn how to fight when he had, you know what I mean? Like, that's why he's the worst hero in my opinion. He relies only on having every single power under the sun and he could do it. Now, Richard Donner cuts exclusive, apparently. This movie ends with Superman once again flying around the earth at such a speed that it reverses time. Here's another problem with this. He apparently does it for long enough that Lois Lane totally forgets that he's super, like, she knows Superman and she knows Clark, but she doesn't remember that he's Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when they show the stuff going backwards, it looks like he only reversed time by like five minutes, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, but this apparently this would have reversed everything that even happened in the first movie. Because if you remember, at the end of the first movie, she starts recognizing that it might be him, mm-hmm. you know, like she, and then in this movie, the whole time she's like doing all the drawings of him with the things and that's stupid. It's such a stupid plot device that you could just erase the memories of everybody because it could spin around the world. It's very stupid. I give it a 2.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I gave this thing a fat number 2. It's a horrible
double deuce.
It's a horrible storyline. I'm not even gonna hold my tongue. I don't know why this. I mean, again, this was my favorite. And again, when as a kid, you see him fighting General Zod, so you're like, oh, this is pretty cool.
That's what it is. There's a fight in this, and he doesn't fight anyone in the first movie.
No, he don't. But it's a horrible storyline. And look, when he goes to Niagara Falls, I'd be honest with you, I didn't even know why the hell they were there, and why did they go in the honeymoon suite? And I know they did it by mistake and all this. My friend was telling me, but I was like, still, it didn't even flow with the movie. It was just like, okay, we're gonna throw you into an espionage type storyline, which was so weird. Then he's fumbling. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. When the hell does Superman starts to fumble? Like, he trips on the rug? Really? Can he fly? So couldn't he just stop himself from falling?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, doesn't he hover? Like, doesn't he go, whoa? Like, yeah, I'm not going to fall
rules
straight
of gravity
into the...
shouldn't really work for him too much.
Yeah. So I'm like, that is dumb. It's a lot of buffoonery. Like, I mean, a lot of stupidity throughout the movie. Also getting on the ladder and the thing is coming down and he's like, get off the ladder. And then he kicks it off.
That oh, my God. Stupid. When they're in the blimp?
Yes. The hot air balloon. Yeah.
She rescues him from a jail in a hot air balloon and nobody sees it because they're watching football.
That's so stupid.
And he's heavy enough to pull it all down, even though there's two people in the basket. Okay.
It's so dumb. Like, that, again, it's stupid humor that hurt this movie. Like, and a lot of, like, mistakes. Like, General Zod, I was like, okay, it is what it is. But that whole scene was dumb. Them try to use their heat vision to kill a snake and the big buffoon couldn't use it.
That's another thing. In your version...
Yeah.
The big guy, they say he's like a big baby.
Dude, he's
and
dumb.
In my version, he's just like serious and scary.
No, in my cut, he's like,
like that's worse.
No, and it's serious. Like when he's shooting his razor, he's going, like, and I'm like, what is wrong with this guy? And then when General Zod goes, stop playing, and then, you know, we gotta go, he goes,
oh my God.
I and I was like, what is this dude? It's really horrible. Like what they do to the big buffoon, he's dumb. He doesn't do nothing. Yeah, look, all in all, the story. Oh, and then the whole thing you say he turned back time. In my cut, he makes out with her in the office and she forgets. She goes, oh, I'm dizzy. And then he goes, oh, Lois, I gotta get you some water. Help.
What kind of power is that? He could kiss people's memories
the
away
super
too?
Super tongue. That's what it is.
Super tongue.
The super tongue.
The power tongue.
The power tongue. You could use it once, son. Right, that's the only time. Or if you impregnate someone, you go, din, 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 din.
Yeah.
He used the super tongue.
And I had like the Jor-El. Like the Jor-El stuff was okay. Mm-hmm. Their conversation is pretty good. I know he's not in your version because at the time he was suing them for, you know, for the money. And then they worked it out. So he was allowed to be in the Donner Cut, but it's okay. You know what's really the worst part? They go to Niagara Falls and Lois asks him to get her a hot dog with orange juice. And that sounds like the most disgusting. Who eats a hot dog with fresh squeezed orange juice? I was like, ew, he needs to dump her. But she's disgusting.
And too. That's the thing. Like this movie added stupidity. Like the whole movie was orange. Oh, okay. You love your freshly squeezed orange juice. Like to all the scenes, I'm like, okay. Like she drinks coffee. You know, she what drinks all
mean?
This stuff.
What does it mean? Yeah. What's the joke?
It didn't make no sense. It was like, it has to be, oh, fleshy orange. You know, and I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And this, yeah, you're right. Hot dogs or get me a hamburger with everything on it and orange juice. Ew. Yeah.
Who eats orange a pizza? Yeah. Give me a pizza. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like, pizza. I'll pay for it. I'm like, oh, my God. I turned it off right then. I was like, this movie's over. I don't really see much more.
Yeah, it didn't. To me, this horrible. All right. Yeah. Anyway, overall.
Two. I'll stick with the theme. Christopher Reeve's the best part of this whole movie. He is watchable. You know what the problem too? He's off screen a lot. Like in the first hour, they're jumping between the stupid Niagara Falls and then Lex Luthor doing his thing. And there's a lot of scenes with no, there's three storylines going on at once. There's the Lex Luthor, the Superman and Lois, and the General Zod, you know, traveling from space to Earth. And all of them suffer because they're jumping around so much between the three of them. It fell flat for me. I was really disappointed. I really was hoping I was going to like this. I thought it was going to be a little more, not dark, but maybe a little more serious. Like the first movie's serious, but there is still some goofy humor. And here I was hoping Zod is going to be this real super villain, come in and really change things and make it very dangerous and dark. And no, he doesn't. He just says his name a bunch of times. And I don't know. So it was a two for me. I was disappointed. I didn't really like it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't want to see this movie again. After seeing this as a kid, I was like, oh my God, this is ever. And then I sit down watching it. I'm like, ugh, this movie is bad. Like I give it a two. There was no way I was going to give it a three. I mean, it's bad. First of all, Lex Luthor finding out the Fortress of Solitude in 2 seconds when a conversation with his buffoon friend made no sense to me. And when he gets there, he knows how to operate the crystals, which I was like, where the hell was the manual for this stuff? Right. I was like, he knew how to operate the manual. Superman didn't know someone was there. Apparently, when he's in the Fortress of Solitude, he loses time, which makes no sense because he has super hearing, so he can hear General Zod coming and all this crap. So, like, to me, that storyline was god-awful. The storyline when Lois finding out that he's Superman, I was like, that is cool. They could have played with that more, but they didn't. They did it the corny way. Niagara Falls, hey, kid, watch out. You're going to fall. He falls. The scenes of the flying got worse in the second movie.
It looks worse. I agree.
It is the worst flying I think I've seen in so far in the two movies. The first one, it flowed. It looked like he's flying. I was like, okay, this is cool. This one, it looks like he's behind a green screen and they don't even put wind in his cape. So I was like, how the hell is he flying with no wind? I was like, this is crazy. It did not work for me at all. Christopher Reeve's still the best Superman. You're right. He's the best one in the movie. Yeah. Gene Hackman was good. General Zod stunk, and his other minions stunk too.
Lex Luthor's lady in the Fortress of Solitude flushes a toilet. I nearly turned it off right there.
She didn't flush
your
a toilet
movie?
In mine.
Oh.
No. This is a toilet in the
There's a part where she's talking about she got to go to the bathroom. She keeps saying she got to go to the bathroom, and he's like, he doesn't know. There's no bathroom. So Lex Luthor starts doing a speech, And he's talking and talking and talking. And she's not behind him anymore. So when he's done, he's like, isn't that right, Miss Tessmacher or whatever? And she's not there. And then you just hear a toilet flush. And she's like, I found it, I think. And I nearly shut it, but I remembered we had to review it. So I had to keep watching. Oh. It was so stupid. Mm. So stupid.
Yeah, look, to me, it's not bueno. And 3 and 4, from what I remember.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm now nervous.
You're going to be nervous, bro. Oh. Be nervous. I gave it a 2. Overall, you gave it a 2. Overall, what's your total point?
13 out of a 25. And that's mostly because I gave Christopher Reeve a 5. I gave Christopher Reeve a 5. I didn't even give Superman a 5. I gave Christopher Reeve a 5. He's great. He is great as Superman. He looks the part. Tall, handsome, great, great. Got the hair. I like the portrayal, good acting. The rest, just a 2. It just fell flat for me. 13.
Yeah, look, I gave it a 15 out of a 25. Sadly, I hate going back to movies that I enjoyed as a kid, and it just became stunkers after I get older. But yeah. Look, again, it is what it is. Don't crucify us if you love this movie. It's nothing you can do because...
Just keep liking it because I don't. Yeah. But I don't know how this has an 85%. This is one of those... odd ones to me. It's like, really? Yeah. Everybody loves this movie? Really? I don't know.
It's very weird. But anyway, that's a 15. You gave it a 13. Nate, you know what to do.
All right. So that's Superman 2. The Donner cut and the regular cut. I gave it the Donner cut a slightly lower score. So I don't know if it means it's worse or not, but I didn't really care for it. Next week or next episode, we got continuing Black History Month, Gemini Man starring Will Smith and Will Smith. And then also we have next week, Superman 3, which now I'm not sure how I feel about having to sit through, but we'll give it a shot. And I'll have an open mind and an open heart. And we'll see what happens. I don't know how this is going to go. I'm nervous.
Yeah. I mean, again, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, you can head over to YouTube at www.youtube.com/levelsofgeeks. We have our video versions of the podcast up. And of course, if you want to take us on the go, you can search for Action Movie Guys on any of the podcast platforms. Just search again, Action Movie Guys, subscribe. Leave a rating. And of course, guys, he's your host,
Nate from Nate Fix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.